Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judges. The special 419 episode, which of course has no relevance. Nothing important. So I guess we're not doing anything.
Yeah, I should really check the calendar.
Maybe in like 5 years it'll line up on 420 or something. If we're still releasing on Mondays.
I mean, somebody might have partook.
Erica's blazed.
I fucking wish, dude.
Fucking, it's the one day of the week I don't blaze is on fucking Tuesdays. Yeah, welcome back, guys. How's your day going? How
it's
are you?
Tuesday, so it's fine, I guess.
I would say it's going pretty good.
Yeah.
Up until I had to come here and see your face.
Yeah. Is that what the shades are for?
Yeah, and it's not helping much.
Because my forehead's too shiny?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm hoping it blocks out.
Like?
Your attitude,
your
maybe?
Smile, your hair.
My your attitude?
Eyes. No, his attitude.
Oh, what? I don't got an attitude.
He's just got a hatitude. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Boo.
You guys going to ask me how my day is going?
No. Joshua, how's
Fine,
your day going?
Fine, I guess
going?
We'll do it for the podcast.
Listen, guys, look, there's two different ways. We're creating a parallel universe here. I can answer a normal answer or I can answer a TMI answer for how my day's going.
TMI, for sure.
I farted so much I got a hemorrhoid on Sunday. I fucked around and I found out. All Sunday I was Sheesh. Blowing hot gas out my ass
Sheesh.
And started to feel pain.
From farts.
Under there.
Wow. In your underwear?
And I'm pretty sure I have a hemorrhoid.
Oh, that's... Joshua. Sweet well, baby boy.
That's not the first time.
You got such a weak boat hole. You're getting hemorrhoids from farting?
Or I've got such a strong fart.
I mean, are you like pushing that hard to get your farts out?
No, actually, it was very easy to get them out, which is why it's so perplexing. I was just sitting and farting.
And you got like a hemorrhoid. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It might have been because of I was increasing the amount of like spinach I was eating. So
Oogie Popeye.
Gah, 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 gah. Fucking roasted him, dude.
I know. Got him.
More like Betty Poop, am I right?
No.
Okay. Well, guys, listen, first story of the day. We're taking it back to the classic. Today I fucked up.
Classic.
By shredding my butthole. Perfect.
Is this the one that you wrote?
Segue.
Tied it in. You made up that story about farting.
I did not, unfortunately.
How dare you lie to our listeners?
Do you guys know how to spell segue, by the way?
Segue? S-E-G-W-A-Y?
No, that's the device. That's the writing, the vehicle.
S-E-G-U-E?
Insane. S-E-G-U-E. Isn't that fucking disgusting to hear?
Yeah, mostly because I don't like French words. Yeah. I only know that it's spelled that way because it's a French word, so I don't like it.
I hate that. I hate that so much. That's why we don't
Wait, that I don't like French words or that the way it's spelled?
Both.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
That's why we don't do segues, because we just hate them so much.
That's why I avoid it at all costs.
Okay.
All right.
I also don't want to go out like the owner.
Today I fucked up by shredding my butthole. Nobody owns the word segue. To start with,
yeah,
some
he's fucking dead. He drove off the cliff, dude.
As he was writing it into Webster's. He just fucking ended it. To start with some context, I've been having a few stomach aches in the past few days, but today was exceptionally vivid.
Was it a Sunday?
Why? Oh.
Was this post written by Hot Girl 99?
No, it was by Max the Beast 300.
Okay.
Arguably the opposite of Hot Girl 99. I had to relieve myself, so I went to the bathroom. A perfectly sensible and logical solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
As one does.
You're farting a lot, you go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Not me, but...
Lots of farts indicate lots of poops.
Yeah, farts push the poop out.
Don't think so.
Call up a doctor right now.
Doctor? You think you could get an MD on air to verify that farts push out poop? Do burps push out puke? Or does gravity just sort of negate the effects?
That's reverse peristalsis, but... I mean... But farts do push out poop.
Okay. I sat down and I instantly knew.
What? I don't know about that, bud.
I knew that I might not get out of this alive. One of my fears since I was a kid was a situation where I could no longer physically poop, where the poop itself would have been too massive to even breach my pitiful anus. Today was that nightmare. I steadily began pushing, carefully analyzing the feces' size. It was a behemoth of a mythological size, worthy of a legend. My stomach cramp grew stronger. I had to relieve myself, and at once. Lo and behold, I felt my anus stretch in ways that shouldn't be possible. I feared for my butt, and in panic, I immediately started pushing with all my might. The rectal elastic expanded in an orchestra of pain and suffering, the violins grating my anus lips, and the oboes chanting my misery. The mighty poo forcibly accelerated out of my butthole. I felt a sting, more powerful than any wasp, traversing my body. My legs were shaking, my soul quavering, my will defeated. Pain resonated as my body secreted gallons of sweat. The pain did not stop and rather transformed into a throbbing, burning sensation. Something did not go according to plan.
What a wordsmith this man is.
And you know it's not me because he's talking about poop sweats.
You don't get poop sweats?
No.
Do you believe in him at least?
No.
You naive boy.
I think poop sweats, it's like something that like I understand the theory behind it, but I don't understand the practice. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
It's like
kind of like the idea that we're smart and you're dumb.
Yeah, I understand the theory, but in practice just does not hold up scientific method.
Oh, no, I meant it backwards.
Poop sweats are not like a method. It's not like, oh, I better start sweating to make my poop come out early.
Well, then your butthole sweats and it lubes it up.
I mean, a little slip and slide for it.
I'm not denying that fact, but like...
It's not because of, it's just in lieu of.
It's a hot bathroom.
A poo of.
And you're working really hard to get some shit out. Literally.
Figuratively also.
Well, but you guys didn't know. According to Google, the anus can stretch up to 7 inches in diameter.
I did know that.
But turns out it needs a bit of time to reach that length. You can't go from 0 to 7.
Okay. That makes sense. How many minutes do you think?
At least 5.
Okay.
It's like any muscle. You gotta exercise it and stretch it.
Okay.
A quick expansion will tear your asshole, shaking your will to live. I am now afraid to go poop again and await the moment with anxiety.
I would also wait with anxiety.
Have you guys ever had an anal fissure?
No, I can't say I have.
Nor have I.
Been there.
Yeah.
Anal fissure? No.
You have?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Huh?
She poops like once a month.
Yeah.
It's a bad time every time.
I'm not impressed with this man's story. That's my daily life. By daily, I mean once a month when I go.
What is this guy's name? Max the Beast?
Max the Beast 300.
Coward.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
Learn to shit like a real woman.
Honestly. Also, men's pain tolerance so low.
Yeah.
Y'all are a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, we are just so, so weak.
Ask any woman that's had a child. Not me. I don't know. They get ripped apart. Your butthole only goes to 7 inches. Woman's hoo-ha goes to 10 centimeters. At least.
I think that's only like 5 inches.
Okay. But guess what? It rips her butthole open most of the time. So.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. I just like this post because of the word smithery.
He really painted a picture. Mm-hmm. I also saved this because I was just like, oh my God, the masterpiece.
It was beautiful. Christian could stand to learn a few things.
Yeah.
Instead of just coming back and saying, man, really blew mud in that old porcelain bowl every single time he shits, which of course is 5 times a day.
I don't think I've ever heard him say that.
Really? I say it every time.
He texts me.
I make sure to text him.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you and Josh have a different relationship than we have.
I guess.
You love him more
than me. It is true. Usually when I come back to you, I went, baby made boom boom.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Christian has 3 phrases. Baby made boom boom, really blew mud into that porcelain bowl, and really painted that shit brown.
Nope. I haven't heard any of those.
You're not listening. That's good selective listening.
You know, actually, every time he comes back from the bathroom, I say, how did your shit go? And he goes, pretty shitty. That's it.
I mean, that's a solid joke every time.
That's what he says every time.
Not like
what do you ask him every time?
Conversation, I guess. When you've been together for almost 12 years, there's not much left to
talk
about.
It's what you talk about.
Yeah.
You ain't got shit to talk about, so you talk about shit.
Yeah.
How much of your dialogue do you think is feces focused, if I may use a little bit of a shitteration?
Well, I had to literally pick up stool samples this week. So, okay. For an outbreak. And
of?
Norovirus.
Oh, norovirus?
Norovirus. Mm. So, this week, especially, pretty high.
Yeah, a lot of shit talk.
Yeah, a lot of shit talk.
Do you guys just like text each other? Like,
oh yeah, my one time a month when I do go to the bathroom,
he knows
I'll be in there forever, and I'm texting Christian like,
you're Instagram living only to Christian.
Bring me an ice pack. Bring me a wet towel to put across my brow. I have the shit sweats.
Well, you guys are very, your house is very poop friendly.
Yeah.
You've got 2 bathrooms, so if you need to go to the other one, it's good.
Yeah,
you guys both have, you have squatty potties in both of them.
We're not amateurs.
We're accommodating.
No bidets yet.
Yeah, working once on the pod really takes off, we're going to
invest in some tushies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not sponsored.
We are going to, this summer, planning on redoing our master bathroom, so bidet coming soon.
Yeah. We're going to bring in a hot water line, that way you can get a heated bidet.
You're getting a heated bidet?
I mean, we're replacing the whole toilet and moving the setup, so might as well.
May as well.
Go a whole 9 yards.
That's some bougie ass shit. Oh, thank you.
I mean, I don't want to like set this in stone. This might be a lot more work than I think.
Because now,
like our future children's middle names.
Uh oh. That's now. Of course, we did mention we don't do segues. Very bad. Very, very. That's a big leap to get to there.
Well, it's not if you're Christian.
Some off pod drama leaking off-pod its way. Drama.
Yeah, I'm my leaps mad. Are ginormous, so it's a pretty average.
So you don't want to name there. Your middle kids. Your hang on. You don't want to have your kid's middle name be Brad.
Well, Bradley. That'd be Bradley, but no, I no, I do not.
You got a better name than Bradley?
No, there is no better name than Bradley. Okay.
This is definitely not meant for the podcast. Bradley is the perfect middle name.
Yeah, we've talked about that on the podcast.
Brad's solid name. Mm-hmm. But I have a brother, Bradley.
Correct.
And so it'd be weird to name my kid.
No, it's not weird. That's literally the whole point.
Yeah.
Because we love Brad.
Yeah, that's fine. But it's like still weird.
How would you guarantee that your kid would be Rad without naming him B. Radley?
Correct.
Just got like...
What's like the second most Rad name?
There isn't one.
Than B. Rad. T-Rad?
T-Rad.
T-Rad's not bad.
I mean, it could be a...
Is very bad.
Well, if it's a daughter, she could be like a trad wife, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's what Christian's pushing for, is trad wifery. That's
well,
why
teach her how to clean and cook properly.
How to open beans.
How to love her husband.
I mean, yes, all of the things, but yeah. Also like...
But also she'll stay home.
No.
And be fine with it. And
no.
How's she going to be a trad wife then? What? How about we go to the next story, Jack?
Are we ready?
Well, I'm in the doghouse, so hopefully this next story is about dogs.
Is Christian ever not in the doghouse?
I honestly, whenever I see you guys, it's almost always Christian being in the doghouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I the asshole for my reaction to my friend's baby's name?
You said this was a bad segue.
All right, I'm not reading that one. I was going to. It's just really funny that I almost read that one.
It's not that good of a story, guys.
It's not that good of a story.
Oh, my God.
But that's really funny.
I hate you so much.
I honestly can't tell if this is a bit or not. I hope this...
I can never tell if you guys are doing a bit, ever.
Do you want me... That was...
We've never done
it. I mean, I have that story saved, but I'm not going to read it.
Give me a single detail from it.
You're making shit up right now.
The kid's name was...
Why are you looking up to the left?
I'm trying to remember.
That's the making stuff up direction.
I couldn't remember which direction.
Well, I can't see which way you're looking while making that shit up. You tried so hard to remember which way was right.
Shut up, dude.
From my perspective, it was left. The kid's name was like...
Nikephoros?
No, it was something to do with like nice a serial efforts. Killer. Like it was the same... It was what's the big one that Zac Efron played?
Ted Bundy.
Was it Bundy? What's another big one?
Berkowitz?
No,
Ramirez.
Bigger.
What's the guy from High School Musical?
Zac Efron?
Well, what's his character's name though?
Ted Bundy?
No.
Troy Bolton?
Was it Troy Bolton?
Is he... I mean, he kills puss. I don't know if he kills people.
My God.
He fucking slayed Gabriella Montez's pussy. I think that's her name.
I don't actually know anything about High School Musical, so... Corbin Blue?
Correct. He's
where,
in it.
Where are we
Lucas
about?
Gray.
Where Lucas are we Gray? Murderers? But Zac Efron also?
Just read the story.
I'll pull up the
read the story, Joshua.
It was Ted Bundy, okay?
You're welcome.
Because she wanted to name her baby Bindi, but something Irwin. Changed it to Bundy. I don't know. Am I the asshole for not wanting to pay for my friend's girlfriend's birthday present?
The baby story,
no.
Joshua.
This one's going to hit Christian right in the fucking heart. I read this story in the entire... Have you read this, Christian?
Nope.
I read this story and I was like, oh, this is Christian, I think.
Am I about to be in the doghouse even further, Josh?
No.
You're both in the doghouse.
Always. I, 26 female, have a group of 6 friends whom I've known since high school. For the last 12 years, we've given each other group gifts for our birthdays with a budget of about $20.
Each or total?
Total. Between 5 people. So everybody would pitch in $4. We've maintained this budget all this time. Last year, one of my friends, Alice, got a girlfriend, Leah. I've only met her twice, but I'll admit that I do not like her. We just don't click. Despite this, I've always tried to be kind and welcoming to her. Last month, I suddenly got added to a group chat to discuss what we were going to buy Leah for her birthday. This bothered me because A, no one had asked me if I wanted to participate or not in the present, and B, we've never given any of our partners any kind of present before. I guess they've all become good friends during this past year. But to avoid drama, I decided to shut up and give the $3 that was going to cost me. Just not worth my argument. My friends asked Alice what kind of present would Leah like, and she said, I don't know what our budget is, but she would love to have this book, then proceeded to show us a $60 book. This angered me quite a bit. For 12 years, our budget has been $20, and suddenly you don't know if a $60 book exceeds the budget? She said, if that's too much, I can pay a bit more to compensate. But I know her, and she's always been quite stingy, even though money is not a problem for her or her family. It was obvious that she wanted to buy that book for Leah, but she didn't want to expend the money herself and wanted to trick us into buying it for her.
Is Josh calling me out right now for being stingy?
I don't think so.
Are you saying well off, but I'm stingy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We're well off?
I don't know. Compared to other people.
We're well off.
This is news to me.
We're only like $100,000 in debt. Other people are way deeper in debt.
That's true.
That's fair.
I said that I was okay with buying the book as long as we paid $20 and she paid the other $40 because it was just not fair for the rest of us who had a $20 gift. A few of my friends agreed with me. She then said that, well, we can always choose another gift and proceeded to suggest a few other things, all within the $20 budget. So it was obvious she wasn't going to put more money to buy the book. A few days later, she suggested buying the book again, this time saying that she really didn't have much money at the moment, but that Leah would love it so much. She deserved to have it, etc. That she will make an effort and pay for it and all of that. My friends pitied her and decided that we should buy it and that we will share the expenses, that it was not fair for her to pay more. That's a weird fucking string of words.
I would have read it fine.
I read that was...
Okay, honey.
Thank you.
I said that what was not fair was to expend so much money on a present, especially when none of our partners have ever gotten a present before. They all said that they didn't mind, and I answered in that case, I wasn't going to participate in the present. I left the group chat and didn't want to know anything else about it. A few of my friends told me I was insensitive and too harsh, and that I was doing this because I don't like Leah. Which is true. I don't like her. But in this case, I feel like I was just trying to be fair, and the budget would have been $20. If the budget would have been $20, I would not have cared. So am I the asshole?
I think everybody sucks here.
Yeah, I think everybody sucks.
But I also think that we're only getting one side of the story, which is the case for all of these, really. But
I think mostly her and the girlfriend that was originally in the group both suck, and everybody else is just like, whatever, let's not make a deal out of it.
Yeah.
So they suck, and they probably shouldn't get the $60 book. But also, how is she so short on cash that, like, $40 is a lot of money right now?
Well,
if you're going to get a gift, just save it. Can you not eat out that week or something?
Christian talking about trad wives and disavowing the struggles of the poor.
She said she's well off. So I'm saying I'm well off. If I just didn't eat out, I could. It's 3 weeks of not eating out.
What's insane? Well, her girlfriend wouldn't be very happy about that. Well, thank you.
But it's...
What's insane to me is, how do you normally find a $20 gift that's meaningful to somebody for 12 years straight, consistently?
Ask this lady.
But, like, so this is a group of six people, which means five times a year you have to find meaningful a gift for gifts. Somebody else that's under $20. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
Which, if they're doing that. If not, if it's just, like, a stupid little gag gift, then going over the budget three times for a very specific, like, sentimental or like very like thing that she wants, a little bit shitty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if everybody else is getting, like, if I had a budget of $20, you best know I'd be buying four fucking Silly Putty eggs.
Yeah.
Because what else? My brain doesn't comprehend gifts under $20 other than Silly Putty brains. There are two things I know that cost less than $20: $5 box from Taco Bell and a $3.50 Silly Putty egg from Walmart. And you can get four different colors. With tax, it brings it to around 20
different
bucks.
Colors now?
Red, blue, green.
Wait, the big egg three. Or the Silly Putty?
Both.
What?
Yeah. Blue, red,
when
green.
Have they ever gone away from the classic ball sack pink Silly Putty?
I forgot about the ball sack pink. Oh my God. Maybe they haven't. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
You're thinking of just Play-Doh, dude. That's clay. I mean,
I'm thinking of Play-Doh.
Oh boy.
But yeah, it's like, I honestly don't know what I can, unless you go to like Goodwill and like get something cheap.
My other thing too is
resale.
She's new to this group. She's a significant other. Like,
yeah.
None of the other people's
precedent was set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you've got 12 people all pitching, like, because if you have six people and they all have partners and you've got 12 people, so 11 people pitching in for a $20 gift. What the fuck is the point?
Yeah.
You're giving less than $2 per person?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I definitely don't think she should have gotten the gift. I think the girlfriend should have realized this was, like, inappropriate.
There's so many steps where it's, like... And if we're getting the proper side of the story where, like, the family is well off, and she's just like, I don't want to pony up an extra $40. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so shitty.
I mean, clearly this the poster is kind of shitty because she's like,
yeah,
they're all friends with her somehow over the last year. But
yeah,
I've hung out with her twice. So it's like, well, they're hanging out a lot without you, it sounds like.
Yeah, she's got to be the issue.
She's probably just bitter.
Maybe they did it intentionally to, like, they know it'd piss her off they're because she's a stingy bitch. Yeah,
they're smart.
Yeah, maybe they knew. Yeah.
We've actually been trying this for years with you, Josh, and you're just not getting the message.
Every time I'm like, hey, you guys want to go do this thing? Oh, it's way too expensive, Josh.
And then you're just like, all those times we're hanging out with all of our other friends. It's like, look at these pictures. Look how much fun we had.
Specifically just to hurt me, yeah.
We would never do that to you, Joshua.
Super busy. You had computer games to play or something?
You said you were playing Kingdom Hearts 2 and bitching about how it's not as good as Kingdom Hearts 1.
Hot take.
You're actually uninvited this weekend. You can't hang out with us.
Which is not that this is a very niche thing. Also... Sanctuary is a better theme song than
Simple and Clean.
Simple and Clean, yeah. Very niche. Maybe one person will understand that reference. But I said it on
Erica,
a
outside mic. Of this pod, one person's going to get this.
Erica, shake your head at this, man.
There's got to be.
I'm shaking my head because you guys are a bunch of nerds.
At least one person who's played Kingdom Hearts who knows.
Never played Kingdom Hearts.
There's got to be one person.
At least one listener. It's going to be like, damn, Josh is a fucking idiot.
Josh, you agree?
Yeah, it's a hot take. That's what they're for.
Okay.
I'm pretty upset with you right now. I'm not going to lie. I thought you were smart, dude. And then it's like you just keep saying just brain dead shit to me. Mm-hmm. It's like, how am I supposed to like keep this pod going?
Yeah. Is that why you're like covering your face? You're embarrassed to be associated?
I'm glad I'm wearing the glasses today. I'm hoping people don't recognize me.
They won't see the red cheeks because you're fucking blasted / high as balls.
What?
High as silly putty right now.
That's a pretty accurate description of silly putty color, though, right?
Ball sack.
I almost said flavored. Ball sack flavored silly. It might.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's got to be salty, right? There's got to be salt in there. How do you make silly putty? Cornstarch, salt, and skin of ball? I don't know.
Of course you can make it.
I just figured it was like.
Do you think if you put your balls on a newspaper, it would pick up the print? Like after a long day of working and working out, you think you could?
Yeah. I bet you could.
I bet I could do that.
They might need to be like clean. We need to take a break right now. So you can
see it. Freshly shorn.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, way back when, there was the trend of like putting soy sauce on your balls.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we need to start the trend of putting newspapers on your balls and just see what happens.
See if you can absorb the knowledge.
Yes. See if you put it on like Garfield to feel like Hate Mondays more or something.
Do you want to know who died this weekend? And I'll put my balls on the obituary and be like, oh my god, Connor's grandma died. What? No.
Literally the worst superpower ever. Instead of just reading it. Go through all the effort. Shaving your testicles clean. Dropping trowel. Going into a private place and placing it underneath your sack.
The hardest part about
a private
place. Or on top. How do you read? From the top to the bottom.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This sounds like it's all fun and games until you try to go do it. And it's like, oh, I need like two mirrors to see the bottom of my ball sack where I copied the newspaper print. Because it's going to be in reverse, right? I'm going to put my nuts on and now it's in reverse. Now I have to have it in this mirror.
It's like
I have to have a second mirror to reverse it a second time.
You have an entire printing press. Because if you,
It'll be backwards on your balls. But then when you have a mirror, it's going to be right side up again.
Oh, Erica.
You only need one.
Unless you're trying to transcribe it for future generations. Like, you know how people have, like, books that they pass down through?
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Through families and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's old Grandpa Christian's ball book. We used his scrotum when he died to leather-bound the cover. And it's just copied newspaper clippings where you only get like a third of like a paragraph because
there's just a ball mark.
Yeah.
What's the weird seam in the middle of all of them?
All right. This bit's gone online.
I don't know. I don't think it has. Erica, let's say instead of whatever Christian got you for your wedding present, he did that for you. And every single day, he wrote down a nice little thought about every single day leading up to your wedding for a year, wrote down a thought, pressed his nutsack onto it, and then copied that over to a book using ink of some sort.
I'll keep the necklace.
Nice, dude. Hell yeah. That means the necklace was a good gift.
Dude, you did it, Josh.
I'm not complaining about the necklace.
We justified the necklace.
We got her to admit it.
That I like my necklace?
That is like a fantastic gift.
Yeah.
Did you spend over $20?
Yeah.
See? How many silly putties did it cost?
Oh, I don't know. 10 silly putties? How much is
$35?
Oh, way more than that then.
I don't know how much.
100,000 silly putties?
Did I mention we're well off?
I don't know if you guys caught how well off we are.
Well, let's get off this for a minute and get a break. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, Cat in the Hat. I almost asked what movie that was from. And we're back.
And
without the glass.
We're back.
Is?
Guys, I have to admit something.
You weren't high this whole time.
I wasn't high at all. I was just trying to be cool. I just wanted to fit in.
All those bong rips that you heard off cam were him faking a bong ripping noise.
Yeah.
You can add it in post, man. It's okay.
I will have to probably add it in post. I don't know if he actually caught me doing a bong rip. Stage fright, and I couldn't perform.
We will say it was not from lack of trying from people trying to supply us with weed.
Yeah,
we just decided surprising. We might not. We have a hard enough time maintaining a good conversation flow sober.
Yeah,
and let alone with marijuana involved.
I can't believe for 1 second I was like, oh, maybe we'll just do it like the weekend after, and it'd be my weekend. You think I could read a fucking story if I was even slightly?
What if
high?
You're just a savant high?
Oh, well, now I guess we gotta try.
I mean, you do get exponentially better at sports when you're drunk, so.
This is true.
Beer makes you jock, weed make you nerd.
I really thought you were gonna try and make that rhyme.
Does.
I'm just gonna start saying things that sound like they rhyme. If you want to get past me, answer me these riddles, five. Doesn't that hurt your ears to hear?
Every time you talk does. I'm just kidding, Joshua, that was so mean. I'm so sorry.
All right, guys, look, circle dirge time. This is a special one. Mm-hmm. This is a circle dirge where I wrote an Am I the Asshole, an actual story that has happened in my life.
You wrote this.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just going to say I forgot, you're the asshole.
I forgot to get the props, so I'll be back in a second.
There's props involved?
Close your eyes. Well, you're not going to close them yet.
10 seconds later.
I don't want them to see my thigh.
All right. Ready?
You got to pay for that. Can I open my eyes yet?
Yeah. Open your eyes.
Oh, it's nothing.
So this is about me, all right?
Okay.
This is a real thing that happened.
When?
I guess like 4 or 5 months ago, maybe.
Okay.
You've really been sitting on this.
Does this involve us?
No.
Okay.
Am I the asshole?
How dare you for having other friends?
For not buying a new hat. I, 26 male, own a few winter hats that were gifted to me by an ex. One is a winter cap for the Indianapolis Colts. And the other is a hat from the Wisconsin Badgers. So this is the Indianapolis Colts one. This has a Colts logo
on
it.
This is embarrassing.
I don't have the other one, but this is the hat. Now, the Colts hat isn't really my favorite because it fits my head as most winter hats do. The hat's a little bit too tight and it messes up my do of the hair variety.
Okay. I mean, does it matter because your hair already looks bad?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Oh, it makes it worse.
I actually wore the hat. That's why my hair looks like shit.
Okay, that makes sense.
So this leads me to primarily wear the bright red Wisconsin Badger hat for most days in the winter, barring days where I can't find it in time. You guys have seen my red hat, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wear it all the time. I love that hat.
You've worn it on the pod, at least.
The Wisconsin Badger hat? I've not worn it on the pod. Maybe when we did audio only. I'm not sure. It fits fucking perfectly. It's loose enough that it can sit on my head, and I don't feel like it's constraining me too much.
This one's a little baby.
Oh, my hand's too tight.
That's when I got big
fucking... It's constraining my head. My brain doesn't work good enough. I'm not going to be smart.
When I've got big fucking brains, dude. I am now in a new, very happy, stable relationship with a boss-ass bitch.
Girlfriend of the pod.
Official girlfriend of the pod. I still would wear the hat into us dating. A little backstory on the Wisconsin hat. One, I'm not a fan of the Wisconsin Badgers.
Why not?
I don't care about college sports. Two, I live in Illinois, so it's not like it's a Wisconsin thing. And three, it was my ex's alma mater.
I don't like red. Oh, sorry. Thought there was going to be like an important reason.
I also don't like red that much. But it was my ex's alma mater. A coworker of mine, 27 female at the time of recording this pod, it actually comes out on her birthday, has told me that it's fucked up that I would wear a hat from an ex. My current girlfriend knows of the origin of the hat and has never expressed an interest in me wearing it or disinterest in me wearing it or anything else that my ex purchased for me, such as shirts. My coworker says that I'm an asshole regardless and should buy a new hat. So am I the asshole for not wanting to buy a new hat because this one fits me so well?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
I was going to say no. I guess it's like, what does it matter? Like, do you have to get new shirts if you had a shirt from the time you're dating?
That's my take on it. Is like, what if they bought me something that's like relatively expensive or like crucial, which to me that winter hat is crucial because it fits me well. And I don't associate anything with the origin. It just is a nice hat.
Yeah. Or like a, even like a belt. Like what if you got a nice belt?
Yeah.
That fits you good. And it's like, well, can I just never wear this belt again?
Correct.
Really?
That's how you feel?
You got to move on.
What do you mean?
You got to move on.
Yeah. I think this is the holdup is
I think part of it is like whether or not you personally associate or
how
you
do
incorporate
you not,
well, I just don't think about it. Like I don't look at like one of these hats and think where it came from.
When I put on my ex-girlfriend's belt, I do and I put it on. I'm sure he does the same with the hat.
Well, your ex-girlfriend was much more recent than my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that is true.
Yours was like last month, so that room Uh-oh.
I thought we had an agreement on this.
It's an open relationship. You wear
but
the pants. Christian wears the belt. So am I the asshole, Erica?
I didn't know the origin of the hat until now. So
does it now, looking back, think it's? Do you think it's weird?
If I were you, I would get rid of the hat.
Interesting. Interesting.
But
can he wait until he finds an equally well-fitting hat?
No.
It's just immediately get rid of
it.
But that's a bad hat.
Yeah.
Oh, and that hat was also.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, get rid of all the hats. I'll
buy you a new one. Well, I had other hats, but they're all fit as tight as this one does. And none of them else have the peaks.
I was going to say, have you ever thought about just doing this to your
I've hats? Worn this hat so many times, it never stretched out.
You want Christian's big dumb head to stretch it out for you? He'll wear it around for a while.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Here, I've got an update. Believe it or not, I personally have an update to the story. I bought a new hat. Mainly because I don't like this hat that much. I hate the black and white or the black and gray. I don't really like the red color of the Badger one. So I went on to Indianapolis Colts NFL shop and bought this hat.
That's the one that I feel like I've seen the most.
So I started wearing it this winter because I like it. It's got the nice blue and gray and it's got the poof ball that I like. And as for the, it fits, it's sort of in between. It doesn't fit me quite as good as the Wisconsin hat.
But it fits better.
It fits better than it's in between. It's not as loose as the Wisconsin hat, and I've tried stretching it out and actually tore the inseam of the hat. But it's fine. I'll just fix it eventually. Now, as for the Wisconsin hat, there's a reason why I don't have it on this table. My girlfriend has it. I've had this conversation with her where I've spoken directly to her. I was like, this is where this hat's from. She's like, yeah. I was like, you don't care? And she's like, no. But she currently has the hat because I was talking about this story with her and talking about how my coworker was like talking all this stuff. And she was like, I do not care. And I was like, yeah, I don't get it either. And then when I got this new one, she's like, I'm going to take this hat and wear it because I like it. I'm like, yeah, it's a good hat.
I would say you probably got to get rid of the black and gray one now. Now that I know you have a replacement hat.
I literally.
Get rid of it.
Shred it
now.
Burn it. I mean, I don't wear it.
Rip it apart right now.
Okay.
You accidentally just stretch it to the right size.
Don't
oh no!
Don't
you don't gotta rip it. You don't gotta.
You can
give it to
it.
Somebody. You can give it to somebody.
Nobody likes the Colts. They suck.
That's true. We're a Browns team in this house. All right.
Big Browns fans.
So here's our circle church. Directly judging me, of course. You're upset with me, Erica.
You
feel betrayed.
A little bit. I don't know.
There's other things in this house that my exes have bought me. That D&D dice that we can't see in this one, we could see it in the other ones. That big wood one, ex bought that for me.
I guess.
Oh, I can't lean out of the way far enough. I tried.
I don't know. I just feel like I think about that shit. So if it's something that is used often, I'm always going to think about like, oh, well, so-and-so gave that to me.
Hmm. What's something that a person could gift you that wouldn't be an issue? Like, is there like a line where, whether it be monetarily or like any other thing, where like if an ex had gifted it to you, you wouldn't want to throw it away?
What if his ex got him 4 silly putties?
All I'm, no, like literally.
Do I have to throw away my nutsack?
Anything that I have that was a gift from somebody else, every time I use that gift or see that gift, I think about that person.
Really?
Yes.
I've never done that a single time.
I think this might be a
just because we're fucking dudes.
It might be a binary thing here, but
I mean, I don't know. And also, I just feel like I'm a very, very jealous person.
Yes, you are.
Very jealous. Mm-hmm. And I am not comfortable with that if I was your girlfriend, but I'm not. So whatever.
If one of my exes had gifted Christian something, would you let him use it after we had broken up?
That's not somebody that loves Christian.
Well, if I gifted Christian something and then we broke up, would you?
But then it's his choice. I'm always going to think of you when I see it or use it. Mm.
Christian never thinks of me anyway, so.
No, I think most of the time I can't remember your name.
Yeah, you've just been buddy, pod bro. Really helps at the top that I say my name's Josh, but then it's just in one ear and out the other.
Yeah, by the break, I'm just like, Erica, what the fuck is his name again?
Takes you to Starbucks all the time so that the barista has to shout out your name.
Got a drink for Jake. And I was like, fuck it. It's something close to that.
I know that's close. I know
it's a Jake. John?
Hey, can you run in an order for me?
I'm way too jealous to
can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you started reading, I was like, this isn't going to work for Erica. I know.
I'm a very jealous person, for sure. That's why I'm like real glad you don't have an ex, because.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get mad at me for like the dog laying too close to me. You get jealous of that.
First of all.
That's such an Erica. I believe it. There's no first of all. That's such an Erica thing.
No. Christian and I are cuddling on the couch.
Okay.
And then Maxine throws a little fit and she prances around the table and does circles and whines until I move so that she can lay in between us. Mm. There's plenty of room on the other side of the couch so that I can sit in the middle next to Christian, but she doesn't want that. She wants to sit between us.
So you don't like when other people want to be in the center of attention?
That's not the point, Joshua.
I don't know. That's what I heard.
I'm saying Maxine's coming for my man. I'm not having it.
The dog's coming for her man.
That's why Christian's always in the doghouse. You dog.
Gross.
What? No, I'm just hanging out with my dog. Mm.
Did she do that in your guys' bed, too?
She only lays next to Christian in bed.
Not in between you guys?
No. Mm. She lays next to him, gets up on it, puts her little head on his pillow, and he tucks her in at night under the blankets.
That's really adorable, man.
Mostly only in the winter.
I was going to say, it really only happens in the winter, but it is very cute.
It's super cute.
You want to give her a hat for the winter? Is she a Colts fan?
No, we're a Browns family.
I've actually talked to her about this, and she's not a big fan of the Browns.
She likes the Ravens.
You know, she's like a dog, so she's like kind of brain dead. So she likes the Colts.
Maxine is a very intelligent dog, so it's not the Colts.
I mean, the Browns are dogs, so. Like their mascot's a dog. Ready for the last story?
Yeah.
I think they're the only dog in the NFL.
What a wild ride we just went on. How did we get here?
I feel like Erica's upset with me. I feel like she really is upset with this story. And look, guys, here's the important part, is me and my girlfriend and I have communicated about it.
That's all I could ever ask for, Joshua.
And we've talked about it many times, and we both have talked about how it does not fucking matter.
Erica's back on board.
I'm back on board.
That's the important part.
That is obviously the most important
part. I would not throw away what I perceive to be a good relationship for a fucking hat.
Correct.
But it's a really good hat.
If she had any issues with it, I would, of course, do something about it. But
coward.
Yeah, I'm a simp. I'm a simp for my girlfriend.
Oh, what, you think she's going to go out with you or something? Fucking beta male?
She's got a boyfriend, you idiot. Last story, guys. Today I fucked up by mistakenly believing exercise turns you on for nearly 30 years.
Does it?
Well, exercise produces endorphins. Endorphins mm-hmm. make you happy. Mm-hmm. Being happy makes you horny.
What?
Just going that one extra step.
They both have H's.
Christian, what movie was that from?
Illegally Blonde?
Correct.
Illegally Blonde? Is that a spinoff? This is going to need some context, so I look like less of an idiot. 10 minutes ago, I found out. 10 goddamn minutes ago.
You think this guy could look like less of an idiot?
I found out that a worldview I've held my entire life is in fact not true, and apparently I'm just a weirdo. You see, whenever I exercise, something goes haywire in my brain that spikes my libido to something ridiculous. Think Jekyll and Hyde. That's weird for me to type, because my entire life I thought that was everyone. I legitimately thought that was just a common thing. People exercise, and as a result, get turned on. And you know what? In my defense, how could I not? What are workout ads if not grr, sweat, look at this sweaty woman, grr, body, sexy body, grr. I don't know about you guys, I've never seen a fucking workout ad where they grr.
I don't understand why we need to growl during sex. Like, I don't think that's okay. Necessary.
Well, you don't need to, Erica. Christian's told you he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Well, I don't like it during sex. I like it during the foreplay.
Yeah. Are you his doggy girlfriend? Have you seen those videos?
Where, like, they go out in public and she's on, like, a leash and shit. Yeah. I wish I could say that I
did. That girl who did that went viral, she tweeted in, like, I guess it would have been about a year ago when, like, the George Floyd murder happened. She tweeted, like, ACAB, don't ever do anything nice for police. And then, like, less than a year later, she was being a doggy for somebody who's a cop.
An honorary...
Yeah, she's
canine
not
unit. Canine.
But she is probably getting paid so much fucking money. Can you blame her? If she's stealing from the pigs, does it really?
Okay.
And like 30% of all porn involving women in their 30s, which is like 90% of my porn, can be summed up with, hey, know what goes great with Pilates? Penis. Which makes sense if that's his fetish.
Look at this fucking loser watching the plot of a porn. You fucking
the
weeb.
Plots of the porn? I thought you people were like me, who legitimately got turned on through exercise. Because why else would you advertise it like that and have so many euphemisms? The fuck is wrong with you? Getting defensive. But apparently, I was just dropped on my head too many times as a child or something. Fuck. Now, this is a fuck up. Because as I'm typing this in real time, I'm remembering all the times in my life I've tried to incorporate cardio into foreplay. And this is a very rare post because he is doing, as he's typing, he's editing like, oh, fuck no. It's even more of a fuck up than I realized. No, you idiot. Not like, Herder, let's do planks in bed before we blast our triceps. But Christ, oh, this hurts so goddamn much to type now that I know it's all a lie. But shit, like, damn. I'm getting booty calls and responding with shit like, let me do a quick workout first. Oh, God, I'm realizing how fucking stupid that is if there's no context. Why didn't any of you tell me this? I thought she understood and was on the same wavelength, but instead, I was the fucking fool who was doing squats in the gym before sex. Do you know how many times I did that shit thinking they worked the same way and exercise also got the blood flow? And was the mother of aphrodisiacs and oh god oh fuck, I've told them to work out before too. Oh my good Christ, I can't believe I did that. Oh my god, save me. I didn't know. I literally told girls I was with, thinking in my stupid brain that it would be hot if they worked out beforehand. I told them they should work out more. What the fuck was I doing? I'm literally melting in horror here right now. I'm remembering it all. I literally thought it would do the same to them as it did to me. Make the sex better. Make everything better. But instead, I'm the goddamn jackass who probably came across as, Herder, tone your abs before having sex with me, or some nightmarish nonsense. Like some hellish dude bro straight from the bowels of the foulest yacht club and fraternity. That's a nice internal rhyme scheme. Fuck. How did they put up with that shit? How the fuck do I apologize for that? Because what the fuck am I going to do? Just call him up and be like, hey, yeah, Angie, I know it's been 5 years since we talked, and I know you're in a lovely relationship, but I wanted to tell you those times you tried to get us to go on a jog before sex wasn't because I thought you were fat, but because apparently something's wrong with my brain. No, I can't do that. I have to live with that for the rest of my life. My goddamn life, I have to live with that. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't any of you fucking tell me? All of the workout euphemisms I used with girlfriends, oh god, their blank stares make sense now. 15 years of dating. 15 years of blank stares.
This is too intense.
It all makes sense now. It all makes sense. Oh god, fuck. Mm-hmm. Christ.
And
scene.
Correct. That was so intense. I loved it. I did want to make the joke of he called himself the jackass, but I think he should have really gone with jacked ass.
I'm the jacked ass here.
I didn't want to interrupt. You're in such a movement going on there.
I'm the jacked ass here because all the girls I was fucking had flabby glutes.
Here's the one thing. Like, I could see it not being weird, like him being like, let me just get a quick workout, babe. If he's like shredded, if he's just a fucking
Greek god of a body. It's like, okay, yeah, go do some push-ups before we hook up.
Yeah.
But if he's that's just not like offensive. Built like me, and it's like a guy that works out 3 times a week, and he's like, hold on, baby, I got a good quick workout. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Come walking in with a McDonald's cup, like, all right, babe, I'm fucking ready to go.
You see how pumped up my delts look right now?
I worked out and burned 300 calories and ate 600 on the way over.
So who's ready to fuck?
I've got a Bonnie like a Don is, like, you know, a mafia Don, not like Adonis.
How do you feel about this, Erica?
Men are stupid.
Do you want to try doing jumping jacks before we do? And see
no,
if it changes
absolutely,
anything?
I okay. do not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That would, I feel like.
Did he, so I feel like, did he say at one point that, like, he thought that was foreplay?
Like, it would help with foreplay. Like,
yeah.
You get like, turned on a little bit, like, go take a quick jog and get turned on a little bit.
Yeah. Which, when he was doing it for himself, absolutely perfectly.
You would never have sex again if you were like, you should go work out before we do it.
That's horrible. I mean, it's so, at a podcast I listen to, they have this thing called the golden rule, where if you were honestly doing it in terms of, like, an action or saying something, and, like, your most honest to goodness, like, true heart rule, then, like, you can't be that mad at it. Because this dude was trying to help. Yeah. He was like, I don't mean it in any bad way. I thought it was to help you get turned on, and, like, then we'll both be super turned on because we both get a good old sweat in. But yeah, real bad optics on this one, Chief. That's like possible. And hey, apparently it must have worked fine for 15 years. Cause
or
like,
it didn't. And he's been alone this whole time. He doesn't specify.
Well, he implies that he was still like hooking up with these women.
He was fucking.
He's hot. There's no way this dude ain't a fucking dime.
That's the only thing I can even see this being justifiable. Is if he's, like I said, just like fucking shredded.
Yeah.
And then it all kind of falls into place and it makes sense. And I can also see, like, maybe he did, like, well, too much recumbent bike riding in his teen years. And he's like, oh, I get a boner every time I do a recumbent bike. It must be
the
thing.
Yeah,
the recumbent bike is the one where you're, like, laying down pretty much.
It's like you're just in a chair and you're riding a bike instead of, like, being on a bike, stationary bike.
So how
does
that give you...
It's
because you're a horny teenager.
Stand any of this.
Well, there is
a
common.
You're just getting blood flowing down your legs, and it's got to go. It's down there, too, you know?
There is a common. Like, I don't know how much of it is a joke or not in, like, weightlifting forums and stuff, is, like, work out until you come. And, like, dudes will work out until they fucking ejaculate. Like, that's how much they love that shit.
Man, I'm not trying hard enough.
Yeah. It's like last week where have we never had sex before? I don't know if I've ever worked out before.
Yeah.
Because it's like, how could you ever get to that
work
point?
Work out so hard that you actually...
But maybe they're all like this guy. Maybe it really fucking gets their juices flowing, you know?
Interesting.
Man, I feel like I need to go work out right now.
I just don't understand.
Get a quick,
like,
session.
I think...
Wait a second. So this is why you always want to work out with Josh?
Uh-oh. The wheels are falling off, boys. Richard caught on.
I've never come while working out.
That's just me saying Christian's bad at sex. Yeah, I've never come while I worked out. That's fucking weird, isn't it, Christian? Like, we finished the workout.
Welcome to the club,
Josh. We finished the workout, but I don't. It's just my personality and, like, my own neuro, like, oddities here, but, like, the last thing I want to do is, like, touch anybody when I'm sweating. Like, if I've gotten even a modicum of, like, sweat around myself, I'm like, no, thank you. Which is just makes it insane to me. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, going to a gym, getting a pump on for an hour and 30 minutes, and then going home and getting a pump on for
a minute
and 30 seconds. Yeah.
That tracks.
It's wild.
I would agree with you on that. I don't think I would, like, if I'm just disgustingly sweaty, I don't think I want to go home like, let's fuck.
Although, to be fair, if I had a fucking deep V, if I had that dick root going down and the sweat glistened on it, maybe.
If it drip, yeah. If it
you drip, could convince just right. me. Yeah. It's like golden hour, but for your pubes, the golden shower.
Oh, no.
All right,
no,
are we done?
Yeah, I think we should be, man.
Yeah, we should be done.
Yeah, guys, listen. Thank you.
An episode.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate everybody who listens. We appreciate everybody who watches. Erica, where could they message us if they wanted to?
Like DM us?
Yeah, interact with our stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, you can DM us or follow us or like all of our stuff or do whatever you want on our Instagram or our Twitter. That's at judgiespod, JUDGIESPOD pod. We've also got TikTok and a YouTube channel.
We forgot to mention, TikTok tried to cancel the judges.
Oh, yes.
Those sons of bitches.
We posted a little clippy clip. In the first 3 hours, had 1,000 likes. It was fucking blowing up. We were about to have unprecedented success. And somebody reported our fucking TikTok for sexual activity. Mm-hmm. And it got removed.
Pretty upsetting.
Very upsetting.
It wasn't even sexual activity. We talked about a vagina.
We're talking about somebody
you
talking
can't
with
do that, you fucking dummy. This is an app for children.
Yeah.
I know only boomers use it anymore, but this is for children.
Oh my goodness. Well, if you like the pod, Christian, what should they do?
If you like the pod, you should share it with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You should leave us a review.
Yep.
You should
like the video if you're watching the video.
Yeah, if you're watching the video, give it a like. Probably give us a subscribe, hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
What else can they do? I mean, I guess it could go follow
only
Tucky Christie
on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
There is content
being
posted.
Got a couple posts on there.
How many dollars have you made?
I mean, it's like hard to really, it's such a big number, it's hard to count it, but
yeah.
Zero.
Technically infinitesimally large and small at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. It's not negative.
I haven't lost money on OnlyFans. Such a low bar, right?
I mean, we're pretty close on the hats, so.
Yeah, we guys buy a hat. Sheesh hats.
Sheesh hats available now. Mm-hmm. On the Etsy store. It's Judgy's podcast on the Etsy store.
We have too many plugs. Yeah. We have to redo our outros. Like, I feel like we need to recondense them.
I mean, that.
Because I feel like I don't say anything now. I'm just here for, like, being funny and pretty or something.
Oh. No, that's my job.
Yeah, that is Erica's job.
When are you going to start?
Oh, I was going to say maybe you're here to wear glasses, but Erica does that too.
I don't know. I'm putting in my 2 weeks now.
It's not here to have good hair because Erica does that too. It's not here to...
I carry the pod on my shoulders. It's okay.
Yeah, it's strong shoulders isn't you. That's Erica.
You're Erica's Atlas.
I guess like you're here mostly just so we can record at your house.
Yeah. Yeah, I of course have invested all of the money into everything.
I wouldn't even say
moral support. I'm the sugar daddy of the pod.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like the guy on Rebecca Black's Friday. Who like
okay yeah
supplied the studio name, yeah. Patrice
something
I supplied all of this stuff and then I'm like but I have to be on it.
That makes sense. I mean you basically do just do one shitty rat verse. That's like the, what you bring
my the equivalent to my contributions to the podcast is the rap on Friday by Rebecca Black.
Yeah. Like we're what's important here.
Yeah,
it's like we could probably fast forward
like
to this part.
Says we like us.
What?
What?
There's only it's one. The royal. If I'm not Rebecca Black with you, what am I?
You're the people chilling in the front seat and the back seat.
Oh. Fuck.
Okay.
Let's
bye.
Get out of
bye.
Here.